Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast e kitte kurete koto arigatou gozaimasu. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today we are talking about counters, specifically counters when it comes to time in Japanese. If you've checked out our website at manga-sensei.com, you'll see a couple of cheat sheets helping you identify minutes and hours, and we're also going to be putting one up there for days, because there's a couple tricky ways to say day in Japanese. However, what we want to mostly focus on today is counters and how we use them in regards to time in general, but also how to use counters at a larger scale in general. So, counters are single symbol, usually, words that go after a noun or a quantifier and tell you how many things there are. For example, when you say paper, you don't say hand me three papers, hand me five papers. You say hand me five sheets of paper, three sheets of paper. That word sheets is what we would identify as a counter. We could say, we usually just say like books, but in Japanese you'd have to include it with a counter. And many, many things have their own counters. Everything from cars to buildings to even people. We would say three people, and we would do the similar thing in Japanese. We would use the word nin, san nin, go nin, roku nin. Books, instead of say five, go hon would be incorrect. For books, we would use go satsu, roku satsu. In that same way, we could also use it for time. We could use 1時間, 1 hour, 2時間, and just like that. And then putting the particle, whatever particle we're using, for example, if we're using page, it's actually the word page, and they've given it a kanji. That page ni hiraite kudasai. You to open to that page. Now, one place where people kind of get thrown off with these counters is when using them for days. Because days are kind of difficult to grasp. In Japanese, there are two different ways to count. There is the Japanese way and the Sino-Japanese way, or Japanese that has been inherited from China. The first one, the Japanese way of counting, is probably the way that you're actually less familiar with than the other. The Japanese way of counting is things like hitotsu, futatsu, mitsu, yotsu, and thus. However, when using the Sino-Japanese, it would be ichi, ni, san. When using, we use these to differentiate between the time period. For example, if I want to say just one day, ichi nichi, but if I wanted to say, for example, the first day of the month, there is a funny exception word, which we would use to say suitachi. Suitachi desu. That word identifies the first day of the month. However, if I wanted to simply identify a period of time, I could use the nichi. Counter for nichi, day. Or if I wanted to talk about the day of the month, I would use the Japanese way of counting, hitotsu, futatsu, mitsu, and instead of the tsu, I would put ka. Futsuka, mitsuka, mika, sorry, yokka, and etc. And that way I can identify between the day and the time period. That's an easy way to do it. Another way that we would be able to use these counters when speaking Japanese is to identify what an object if you don't know what it is. For example, long cylindrical objects are bo, or you can recognize them with bo. Or if you wanted to do a round object that you could pick up in your hand, would be ko, and things like that. You can actually jump onto our website and you'll see a whole list that we're going to upload here soon, and you'll be able to identify each of the different ones so you can see what word would most likely tie with what thing. That way you're using the right word when you're counting something. As we get also talking about time, that way you can identify the correct amount of time. With that, I'll sign off, but remember, you become fluent after 10,000 mistakes. ですから間違いましょう. I'll see you tomorrow, 皆さん. じゃあね.